We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Boy, the fact that I'm not over there with Crazy Nancy, no, I'm totally involved. I'm totally involved. And we're going to be doing some things that are very good.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Uh-huh.
Keep away from Crazy Nancy, Tim Jones. That is the ultimate advice from President Trump.
That's sage advice, Mark Cox. It really is. And hey, how far away are you from this bald thing?
I don't know.
How can I help?
Help! Donate!
Donate, brother.
Tell your friends.
I think I'm going to be helping out with this. This sounds exciting.
We're less than halfway, so we've got quite a bit of ways to go, even to get me to where I shaved the head. We're hoping to raise more than that, but that's the minimum. Is $5,000. So
well, I think you can count on me to help with this.
This is
going to be exciting.
Yay.
Chief Brown suggested you do the same thing, Tim, and we make it a competition. What do you think?
Probably not going to happen.
He'll donate instead. It's okay.
My hair is short enough already. Uh-huh. You know? keep it close cropped. But yeah, Nutty Nancy. You know, Mark, she doesn't want to do anything to help the American people. She only wants to hurt Donald Trump. I mean, that's the simple truth of it.
Well, and you know, at the end of the day, the mainstream media completely in the pocket of the left again. All the stories are it's the White House that's slowing down negotiations, and they want to deprive unemployed people of this $600 a month kicker. And you know what? It's at some point, don't the average Americans, maybe they don't balance a checkbook. I don't know. How can anybody think you can, when you're $26 trillion in debt, you can indefinitely hand out money for people that aren't working? I mean, let's give them a little bit, maybe $200 for another 6 months, and then let's get back to work.
Yeah, Mark, the Democratic Party is, always has been, and apparently now always will be, the party of the adverse disincentive. The perverse disincentive is probably the best way to put it. They want to incentivize people not to work. And I was speaking to one of my economist friends the other day, and he said, you know, the best thing Donald Trump could do right now would be to just tell Nancy, you know, thanks but no thanks. I'm going to go ahead and with my pen and my Obama phone, I'm going to cut the payroll tax immediately, which he, as the executive, has the power to do, Mark. He can do that right now. And that would be a proper incentive to put people back to work because it's coming from your payroll, which means you have to be working in order to get the benefit. But it's like everything else, Mark, that the federal government has hidden within the tax code over the past many decades to continue to grow the size and scope of government and keep Americans in the dark. It's just like, you know, all the taxes that come out of your paycheck – and you don't really pay – after a while, you stop paying attention to them. But then they send you a refund in the mail, right, every tax year. Well, it's not a refund. It's your money in the first place. The payroll tax is one of those things that is hidden deep within the payroll structure. So Americans don't even know it's in there, right? And so how excited would Americans be if President Trump, with his pen and his phone – you know, called up the Treasury and said, I'm eliminating the payroll tax for 6 months. Mark, Americans would suddenly get money, more money, working Americans, in their paycheck. And it would incentivize more Americans to to get up off the couch, the ones that Nancy Pelosi is incentivizing to stay home and collect that $600, a minimum mark of $600 a week. That's just the federal portion. Plus you get the regular unemployment benefits, plus you get whatever your state is giving you. In some cases, Mark, that incentive, that disincentive to work is up to $1,200 a week in some states. Well, heck, yeah. You can stay home and watch whatever you want all day and not have to go to work. We got to incentivize people to go back to work. And so suddenly people would get this money in their paycheck. They'd be wondering, well, where did this come from? And then Donald Trump could go on the bully pulpit every day, every week, and say, because the Democrats failed to act, I did what was best for you, the American people. I'm helping you get back to work, and I'm rewarding you for that. Mark, it's just like this disincentive you were just talking about a couple segments ago of this Medicaid expansion proposal here in the state of Missouri. It's the same thing. Do you know, Mark, that even under this expansion, most working people won't qualify for it? Well, what the heck does that mean? Well, it's another disincentive to give people, quote, free government health care in exchange for basically not working, because the people that are going to qualify for this are working age, able-bodied people who are making under a certain level, even under the expansion. Well, you could hardly make any money under this expansion, so they're going to want you to not work. They're going to want you to collect your unemployment, collect all your government welfare, collect all your free health care. It is to buy more voters at the polls. It's the voter protection program of today's Democratic Party, who wants to turn us into some gigantic failed Euro-socialist welfare state. It failed in Europe. Most of those countries are moving back towards free market capitalism. Apparently, we would like to learn the same lesson they did for the next couple generations. It will truly harm America. And as you pointed out properly, Mark, this Medicaid expansion thing is all glitz and glamour, smoke and mirrors. It is going to cause taxes to either taxes are going to have to massively increase or services are going to have to massively decrease. And the first thing the legislators are going to have to look at is the next biggest pot of money, which is the K-12 and higher ed education budgets. So we're going to harm a future generation, the future leaders of our great state of Missouri, in order to provide more free welfare for those who really do not need it but should remain on their private health insurance in the workforce.
You know, Tim, the other big issue that I've been talking about, people have an opportunity today to pull a Democrat ballot when they go. When you walk into your polling place today, they'll ask you, do you want a Republican, a Democrat, or independent ballot? You tell them Democrat ballot in St. Louis County, certainly, or St. Louis City, and then you have an opportunity to affect the outcome of a couple of big races, the circuit attorney's office, the treasurer's office in the city, and, of course, the county executive in St. Louis County. I mean, I've met Mark Montavani. I've had him on the show here. He's still a Democrat. There's no doubt about that. He stands for a lot of things that I don't, but he is a sane alternative to Sam Page.
Yeah, Mark, you and I have had this discussion many times, and people are going to either think we're crazy or they're going to figure out that we're crazy like a fox, right? And so here's the point, folks. You can do these two things at the exact same time today. If you're in the county of St. Louis, you can vote for Mark Montavani, and you can vote against Medicaid expansion. You can absolutely do that on the Democratic ballot. And you and I had this discussion. We've sat down, and we've looked at the numbers, and we've looked at the demographics. And here's the problem. We haven't elected a citywide Republican in the city of St. Louis since, I think, the wagon wheels went across to the Western lands back in the pioneer days. It's been a long time, right? It's been eons.
Like probably
okay?
Since the 40s, maybe the 50s, but it's
maybe
been a
the,
long time.
Maybe the 50s. And Mark, in St. Louis County, we have not elected a Republican for county executive in over 30 years. And we've tried, right? We've had great candidates. We've raised lots of money. We've come really close. You know what coming really close has gotten us? Sam Page locking down our schools and destroying our businesses. That's what really close has gotten us. It's time for us to stop, us Republicans, to stop living by the definition of insanity and try to do something different. We can vote Republican in November. We can vote Republican in November till the cows come home. But here in August, we do not have closed primaries. We do not have voter registration. No one's going to ask you if you're a card-carrying Republican or a card-carrying Democrat or a card-carrying Libertarian at the polls today. As you just said, the only thing they're going to ask you is, which ballot would you like? And I also am going to strongly suggest that if you're in the city, you ask for a Democratic ballot and you vote for Mary Pat Carl for prosecuting attorney. Even the Post-Dispatch has had enough of Kim Gardner.
Right.
I can't believe it.
Right.
And in the county, you ask for a Democratic ballot and you vote for Mark Montavani. I've met him as well. He's the best we're going to get right now in this August primary. We've got to take Sam Page out. He's doing too much death and destruction to our entire region. And I believe he may be the last one, but Mark Montavani to me is an independent thinking, conservative Democrat, kind of in the old school fashion of the type of leaders we used to have in this region. And he's somebody that we need to help out the same Democrats that are left. And there are plenty of them. There are plenty of law and order Democrats. There are plenty of business-minded Democrats who see now that the leftward tilt of their party is dragging down this entire region, which is dragging down this entire state. So you can ask for that Democratic ballot. You can vote for Mark Montavani. You can vote against the tax increasing, education cutting, Medicaid expansion, and you can help save St. Louis.
Tim, I appreciate that. We let you have a soapbox here. That's fantastic. And I agree with you.
I borrowed the Mark Cox soapbox.
I agree with you on all of that. And go online and donate today to Backstoppers, please.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Mark. You guys have a great day.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon. Thanks. Speaker Tim Jones.
Get more at 971talk.com.